This past week, I was unable to be here. I was at a conference in Atlanta last week, and I heard as I was there, one of the speakers talked about his mother. And he said that his mother would always ask him a question whenever she would talk to him. She said that she would always ask him, "Son, are you flowing with the river?" He shared with us that even though he had no idea what in the world his mother was talking about, he would always answer her, "Yes, Mama, I'm flowing with the river." Every time they would talk on the phone, he could always expect her, before they got off the phone, to ask that same question, "Baby, are you flowing with the river?" He said he would always respond, "Yes, Mama, I'm flowing with the river." But he said it was on this one time that he was talking with his mother and he was having a bad day, and honestly, he was in a bad place in his life. And his mother asked him before she got off the phone that same question that she always asked that he never really understood, "Baby, are you flowing with the river?" And this time he didn't give her the same answer that he would always give her, but he asked his mom, "Mom, I have a question for you. What do you mean when you ask, am I flowing with the river?" And his mother began to speak to him and told him that all of us have a river that God has put us in. We know we are in God's will because we find ourselves being able to flow in that river. It's a river that God has built for us. And even though we don't always understand it, and even though things aren't always going our way, and even when the river is raging, we still have a sense of understanding when we know that we're flowing with the river. That's what it means when we find ourselves seeking guidance from God. It's really us just asking God and grappling with the same question that this son grappled with his mama. And that question this morning for you is, are you flowing with the river? Flowing with the river is that place where we feel like our lives are already predestined, that there is a God that has already predesigned a pathway for each of us. Flowing with the river is an understanding that although we have free will, that the best decision for our lives is learning how to live in God's will. Flowing with the river is getting to the place where we understand it's a surrendering of self, where we allow God to control every area of our life. Look at somebody, ask them, are you flowing with the river? Flowing with the river is not always an easy task because it makes us vulnerable while holding to the one who is our refuge. Flowing with the river makes us transparent while believing in the one who already knows everything about us. Flowing with the river sometimes makes us feel weak while gaining all of our strength from the one who we know is omnipotent. Flowing with the river helps us from drowning our dreams and fighting upstream against our purpose and delaying our God-given destinations. Flowing with the river is challenging, but also comforting. It's scary, but it's also sacred. It's uneasy. But flowing with the river is also peaceful. It's the river that we all must contend with and take an honest assessment of whether we are flowing with the river or if we are flowing against the river. It's the question we have to deal with where we ask ourselves, am I really in line with God? Am I really allowing God's hand to take control over my life and guide me along this journey so that I can get to what God has for me? Am I flowing with the river? And I believe that when we look at this text, we begin to understand what it means to flow with the river. We begin to get an assurance that it's all right to flow with the river, that it's all right to trust God with everything, that it's all right to believe that God will take care of you. Is there anybody here that wants to just flow with the river? See, I like flowing better than drifting. Because, see, flowing means I'm going somewhere. But drifting means that I may be aimlessly in waters with no clue of where I'm headed. But look at somebody, tell them, I'm flowing. I'm flowing with the river. If you can, the first thing I believe that we need to understand that when we flow with the river is that we can always be assured that somebody's watching us. Look at somebody, tell them, somebody's looking out for you. Some wonder in the text, it has been brought up, why did Moses' mother put him in the river? She was literally putting him in the same river that the king was drowning every Hebrew boy that was born. Some scholars speculate that this mother felt if her son was meant to die, at the very least, she wouldn't have to witness the painful scene of watching him being executed at the hands of the evil king. So instead of letting the king kill her son, that she decided she'd do it herself. But I don't agree with that thought, with that school of thought, because why, if she was thinking that her son would die, why would she take the time to build him an ark? Why would she take the time to get Papyrus, a basket, and coated with tar and pitch in order that the basket would not sink? No, she thoughtfully planned his escape by building something that would be able to keep him safe and protected while flowing with the river. But no matter how calculating she was, the reality is that her baby boy would have to deal with the river all by himself. But what I appreciate the most about this text is that although it was only Moses in the basket, alone, isolated, and in a dark place, what Moses did not know is that he was being watched after. In verse 4, it says that his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to her brother. And the reason why this is so important for us to understand is because it reminds us that although the river may be a place of isolation, although the river may be a place of darkness, it does not mean that we are not being watched over. Flowing with the river is recognizing that God has strategically put people in place to watch over us until we get to where God intends for us to go. Flowing with the river means we aren't concerned with those who are against us because we know who's for us. Flowing with the river means we don't waste time worrying about our haters because we also easily recognize our celebrators. Flowing with the river means we don't keep looking out for the ones who want to harm us because we are grateful for the ones God has sent to protect us. That regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of what it looks like, I thank God that no matter how it feels, that somebody's looking after me. I wouldn't have got to where I am if God had not placed angels on assignment to make sure that I'd be taken care of. So no matter how dark it gets, no matter how isolated I feel, no matter how lonely I get, I thank God that God has put somebody on the riverbanks to look after me. Is that anybody's testimony? Flowing with the river frees you from concerning yourself with what people are saying about you, what people want to do to you, because you understand that God has already put people in place to make sure that you will be taken care of. I can flow in the river in the midst of when it's turbulent, in the midst of when it's storming, and know that I'm going to be okay because God is still looking after me. Brother by the name of Rockwell in 1984 came out with this song. He said, I always feel like somebody's watching me. And that's what I need to tell somebody this morning, that the way that you flow in the river is understanding that God is always looking after you. God has always got his eyes on you. That God is always making sure that no matter what it looks like, that God's looking down and God's got people assigned to look after you. Look at somebody, tell them, I can flow with the river because somebody's watching me. The other thing we realize is that when you flow with the river, when you allow God to guide you, allow God to be in control of your life, is that what was set to work against you will end up working for you. So let me help y'all here. I don't know about you, but flowing with the river will sometimes take us places that we don't always want to go. Because when you flow with the river, you have no control. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but one of the worst things for some of us is to feel like we're out of control. But the thing is that even when we don't want to go where we sometimes find ourselves flowing to, God will even use those places to be the biggest blessing in our lives. Let's look at the story real quick. Minister Bruce, the baby is placed in the same river that Hebrew babies are being drowned. So literally, he is floating past dead bodies. Not necessarily a place that he would want to be. Not only that, but the place he has discovered is in enemy territory. I know his mama would have wished that the baby would have flown a little bit further, gotten to a safe place. But it says that he ends up at Pharaoh's house with Pharaoh's daughter. Not necessarily what the mother was expecting when she placed the baby in the river, but although the river was her idea, it was also a part of God's bigger plan. And God's plan will always override our biggest idea. The Bible says that Pharaoh's daughter saw the basket among the reeds in the Nile River and immediately recognized it was one of the Hebrew babies. And so many of us would have thought it would have been easy for her to turn it over to her father so the baby could be killed, but instead she has Moses' sister without even knowing she had been watching all the time where he would end up and not even knowing that it was Moses' sister. And she tells her to go and get a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby. His sister then goes and gets his mama. His mama now gets paid to take care of the baby that she thought would die. And the enemy is financing the bill. Jesus. The New Interpreter's Bible Commentary sums it up by saying the jeopardized baby who had been taken from the mother because of the royal threat is now safe again with the mother because of a royal release. I'm saying all that to say this, that God is not a respecter of persons when he decides who he will use to get us where we are supposed to be. Flowing with the river takes away the anxiety and the doubt and the worry about what the enemy is up to, because God reminds us in this story that he will even use our enemies to actually move us closer to our purpose and to our plan. Flowing in the river is the place of peace. It's the place of harmony. It's a place of contentment. It's where we're able to be settled in the presence of our enemies, knowing that they are actually a part of God's plan. They don't have power over us because God has power over them. Matter of fact, when you're flowing with the river and moving in God's purpose, you have an assurance that those who have been set to make you fail are actually in place to set you up for your next success. Sometimes many of us aren't able to flow with the river because we are trying to get away from those that God is actually sending our way. We are worried about what they're going to do to us, not realizing that God has positioned them in our river to help us get what God has for us. There are people right now that we are spending so much time running from that we should be running to. People we are scared of that really are afraid of us. Good God, have mercy. People we are attempting to hide from, that we should be showing up at their front door. We have nothing to be afraid of because Exodus 23:22 says that God will be an enemy to our enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. What those that are against you don't understand is that when they attempt to keep you from what is God's will for your life, they end up just becoming a part of who God will use to help you achieve what God has already promised you, because what God has for you is just for you. In other words, when you see folks who are trying to keep you from your blessing, you ought to invite them to dinner. Buy them a gift card and tell them thank you. Because they don't even realize they are about to be instrumental and play a significant part in assisting you with getting your blessing. Because the Bible says he'll make your enemy. See, most of us, when we think of a footstool, we always look at it in the connotation of he's going to allow us to put our foot on the enemy's neck. So it's always this thing of a pressing down. But I remember when I was a kid and I used to stay in the kitchen and I used to love to cook. But there were some times that my mama would say, baby, if you can't reach it, use the footstool. If there's an ingredient that you need that's in a place that you can't get by yourself, then you just need to get out the footstool, and the footstool will help you get what you need to receive. I'm just trying to help somebody understand that when you see your enemy, you need to tell your enemy, come here, I need you for a second, because you're about to help me get this blessing that I ain't been able to reach. Stop running from your enemies and run to your enemies, because he'll make your enemy. Yeah, good God Almighty. Look at somebody. I dare you to go to work on Monday with your head held high and look at somebody, tell them, I thank God for you. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. Why do you thank God for me? Because you're about to help me get my promotion. Because you're my footstool. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I heard all the stuff you've been talking about me. Can you do me a favor? Can you talk a little bit louder? Because you just going to help me get what I need from Jesus. Is there anybody in here that'll give God a praise for your enemies, because he'll make your enemy? Yeah, Jesus, have mercy. He'll make your enemy your footstool. I'm done. Stand all over the church. I give you two today. I'm done. Somebody ought to stay right there. You keep getting...